This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here's a new feature, Photo Op. Photo Op is about photographers and photography and how they help us see and reinterpret the world. Today, a conversation about photographer and curator John Sarkowski.
Single-handedly, he really brought to the forefront photography as a real true art form.
That's photographer Chris Rainier, who works for the National Geographic Society. He's also serving as Day-to-Day photography curator. Why photography on the radio? Because in the world today, no medium is an island. Our conversation is illustrated online at our website, npr.org. Click on Programs and Schedules at the top of the screen. Go to Day-to-Day. To see what we mean when we talk about Photo Op's first subject, John Sarkowski. He was and is a photographer, but for 30 years, beginning in 1962, he was also a curator at New York's Museum of Modern Art. John Sarkowski's own work is on display at an exhibition that opened last week at San Francisco's Museum of Modern Art. But Chris and I began discussing a picture by one of the photographers he had championed, Diane Arbus, a photo from a pro-war demonstration back in the mid-60s. It's called A Boy with a Straw Hat and Flag. Chris Rainier.
You simply see this young man against a wall with a couple of badges on his jacket, yet hidden in this image are the complexities of the human spirit. So that is the power of these exhibits that he put together in the 60s into the 70s and 80s, is to deconstruct the meaning of these images and allow us a window into the complex world that many of these photographers were presenting.
Ansel Adams' photograph, Frozen Lakes and Cliffs, Sierra Nevada, 1932, a very stark and strong image of these cliffs running right down to a lake. You were a photo assistant to Ansel Adams. What did John Sarkowski's interest in his work mean?
Ansel was very flattered to get a show at the Museum of Modern Art very late in his career in the 80s. And I think for John Sarkowski, when I talked to him last week, I asked him what was his favorite of Ansel's images. And I think he picked it because of his interest in the graphicness. You look at many of his own personal images and you see a very graphic, very cubist, very design-oriented set of beliefs. To me, this is probably one of the most complex graphic images that Ansel ever took.
All right, I'll just note again for listeners that both those images are on our website now, as are these next images that we're going to talk about. These are John Sarkowski's photographs. Chris, how about Matthew Brady, 1952? I look at this. It's, I think, a backyard running out to a barn. There's a dog sort of in the middle of this photograph. There's a kind of plaintive, peeling white rocking chair. What does it mean that he's titled this Matthew Brady? That's the great Civil War photographer.
That is actually his dog, named after, indeed, the great Civil War photographer. And the thing about John's work is that it is really sort of very deceptively simple. You look at it and you go, okay, this is a dog sitting in a backyard. But yet, when you look at it longer, you begin to see this set of architectural designs. And what comes forth is his love of design and, again, his sense of being profoundly influenced by the Cubist movement. If you step back and you see it all of a sudden, the image begins to become far more complex than what you first see.
Finally, this image, Young Pine in Birches. And this is a pine tree set among birches. There's snow fallen, and this pine seems kind of isolated among these birches.
This is his favorite image from the entire exhibit. And I think he's attracted to it because it has a shimmering quality, a kind of multidimensional quality where you're looking through one object and seeing another object. And I think if you look, step back and look at all of his work, and certainly the artists that he chose to highlight as a curator at the Museum of Modern Art, he's always looking for the complexities. He's always looking for the layers of design, the message beyond the message. And in that very wonderful love of nature, he found something where you look at one thing, yet there's something below the surface, beyond that first take.
Chris Rainier, photo curator for Day to Day. Chris, thank you.
You're very welcome.
The San Francisco Museum of Modern Art exhibit of John Sarkowski's work runs through May 15th and then goes on to other cities, and those images are at npr.org. Stay with us on Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.